What's up, y'all? Welcome back. So, have you all ever heard of the Kardashian effect? It is a theory that was created in the media a few years ago, probably TMZ, that basically said that anyone who hangs with the Kardashians starts to look and act like them. Some of your more popular examples are probably Lala Anthony. I've definitely seen some pictures on Instagram where at first look, I was like, wait a minute, is that Kim or Lala? Even our girl Serena, at one point when she was hanging heavy with the Kardashians, had very similar makeup style. And so it's laughable, but definitely has something to it. So it was even more hilarious when my brother and sister, the Carters, came out with their album last summer with a song titled The Black Effect, which many people believe was a play on, you know, the so-called term, the Kardashian effect, which really talked about the impact that Black folks have on mainstream media. And so the irony of it all was funny because, you know, the Black effect and the Kardashian effect, if you're in that world, you know why that is actually hilarious. But me being the creative genius that I am, shout out to myself, I decided to name this episode The Adjustment Effect because you all are going to get to see how much of an analogy that really is when we're talking about chiropractic care. Okay. Keep up with where I'm going with this, guys. I'm actually going to be introducing you all to my chiropractor, Dr. Patrice Thompson. And she's going to be sharing with us how just the effects of an adjustment can impact total health. Okay. How it can impact wellness. And what's actually really, really interesting, and Dr. Thompson goes into this in today's interview, is that during the time of Jim Crow, it was actually forbidden for African Americans to get educated to become chiropractors because of the effect that it could have on prospering the community. Okay, they knew that if there were Black chiropractors, those Black chiropractors would take that information and go back and start letting us know how much adjustments could impact our total nervous system to the point where we could have more health, we could be smarter, wiser, live longer. And so, you know, it's really almost an analogy for a domino effect on how something as small as a spinal adjustment can impact not only our health, but the statistics for an entire community. And so today we are going to get into one of my, I think hands down, my top three episodes when it comes to education. So stay tuned, guys. You are now listening to The Reminder Remedy, and I'm your host, Alina Conley, reminding you that everything you need is everything you got. This podcast was created with you in mind, those of you that want to live the most authentic versions of yourself. I'm located here in Atlanta, Georgia, my hometown, with my husband, Prince, and my three kiddos, Parker, Alicia, and Creed. I love talking all things motherhood, business, especially entrepreneurship, self-care, and all things in between. Let's get into today's episode. Okay, so I am super excited to be here for yet another episode of The Reminder Remedy. I have the pleasure of introducing you guys to my chiropractor, Dr. Patrice Thompson. She actually is the owner and founder of Touch of Life Chiropractic Center out in South Fulton, which, if you're not from Atlanta, is basically by the airport, Camp Creek Parkway. I'm sure all of y'all have heard of that area. But I wanted to bring her on today because chiropractic care, especially in the Black community, is something that, after kind of doing some research, I found was one of those things where it's almost like the disparities that we're seeing in healthcare for Black moms, and really just all kind of systemic things across, you know, the healthcare system, where we have access to these things, although we always did not, but yet many of us are not using them. So I often share my life on my Instagram stories, and you guys have seen me go to the chiropractor. You've seen my babies get adjusted. You saw me go with Alicia, and the questions are always flowing into my DM about, you know, oh, that looks so scary, or does it hurt? And of course, these surface level questions are the same questions that I had. But more than anything, I find myself lightweight trying to educate people on why I chose to start seeing a chiropractor, especially when I was going for my first VBAC. But really just in general, why it's so important that, especially if your insurance is already covering this type of stuff, how it can truly be, you know, life-changing for your health. So Patrice, can I call you Patrice? Or do I need to
say that?
Yes. Welcome
fine.
To the show.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, why you decided to kind of go into this field, and maybe even a little bit of your story, because I'm always intrigued to know, like, how people ended up, like, waking up one day and like, oh, I think I want to be a chiropractor. I want to be a pediatrician. I want to help animals. So, like, how did you even end up in this field?
Right. So to be honest with you, I never dreamed of years ago that I was going to even become a chiropractor. Like most people, I knew that I wanted to help people. So I knew I wanted to go into the health field. And for as long as I've known, because I was an athlete myself, I ran track for many years, and I actually ran at Clemson, was that sports injuries was my biggest thing. So I've had my battle of injuries. So I knew I wanted to become a physical therapist. So I went along that journey. I worked in multiple different arenas when it came to that, the hospital environment, and just the office environment. And one thing that I noticed is that people were coming in for the same thing, whether it be a sprained ankle, they hurt their shoulder, what have you, their knees, and they weren't really getting better. And I knew I wanted to do something different, but I didn't know what that was until I started experiencing my own battles of, like, migraines.
Mm-hmm.
And low back pain. So of course, you know, like most people, I did the, you know, the whole gamut of things, you know, like the ice, the heat, you know, icy high. I even went to, you know, medications as far as like doing Tylenol, ibuprofen, but none of that worked.
Mm-hmm.
And I was lucky enough to be in office environment where another person that had experienced chiropractic said, you know what, you should try it. So, of course, just like most people, like, you know, I'm not really sure if I really want to do that. I don't know much about it. But at that point, nothing else was working. So I just, you know, gave it a shot. So when I walked into the particular office that I went into, one thing that I noticed is, like, they kept on talking about this wellness thing. And I was like, wellness? I mean, people come here when you're hurt, right?
Right.
So what are we talking about wellness? But one thing I learned about is what subluxations really are, and what mostly people know are misalignments. And it's just something as simple as just two bones moving in the wrong direction. And so I started care, and within like 2 months of care, I felt amazing. And like most people, you're like, okay, well, you know, I'm done. I'm all set. But one thing that I learned the most was is that chiropractic is not simply about, you know, getting rid of pain. Is really about allowing your body to function much better. Mm-hmm. So from there, with my experience of getting better, I was like, you know what? I think I want to become a chiropractor.
Yeah.
And that's where it really truly started my journey. And then, you know, years upon years, really getting my true testimony of why I love what I do was a little bit later on when I started to want to become a parent.
Yeah. So when you decided to become a chiropractor, what did that look like in terms of your study? Because I was, me and my producer, shout out to Monica. She always like is super helpful when I'm like, so this is my thing. When it comes to these episodes, some people are like, you just run the gamut of, you know, these subject matters. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah, but they all like have a purpose. My whole thing,
right.
I just want us to like live our best life, you know? Mm-hmm. And when I find out ways and do things that I personally feel like have allowed me to do life better, pain-free or function better, less headaches, walk better, more like anything that I'm doing, whether it's reading a book or checking out a new like show in chiropractic care, I'm like, oh, let me put people on to this, you know? And when we were kind of doing some research around it, I was fascinated around this article that I read that showed that during the era of Jim Crow, like it was forbidden for Black people to actually be educated on becoming chiropractors. Because if for whatever reason we found out that chiropractic care could help us live healthier lives, you know, by golly, we might be more successful. And you know, they can't have that, you know? And so when I'm reading this, I'm like, what? And so, you know, of course, nowadays we're starting to see more push for like things like more Black doulas, more Black midwives. And I think that, you know, it's the same thing in Black chiropractic care as actual chiropractors, because you guys are the ones that are pretty much responsible for our entire community, you know, being educated. So I'm sure you already know those facts, like, how much have you seen that be, or how do you feel like that's a part of your role as well in terms of our people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's almost like taboo to put a chiropractic office in a Black community.
And yours is popping, always. Yeah,
that's exactly what I did. When I graduated from Life University, I associated in West Cobb, which is a predominantly, you know, white community. But one thing I noticed is like, man, when I go back to my home, which is in South Fulton, there's nothing there for us. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I want to change that dynamic. And to be honest, so many people were pushing me away from it. It's like, you're not going to be able to thrive. Black people don't need it. They're not thinking about their health or anything. So you're going to fail. Mm. Right. And the reality is that we need it more than anybody else.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, the statistics. I mean, it's a no brainer that majority of the African American community are stricken with the same things like heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, all those different things. But they say that we don't need it. And we need it more than anything. So it was a no brainer. So when it comes down to students that are going through the program, I try to mentor as many as they can because we need more of us.
Yeah.
And one thing you probably found when you were doing your research, that the first actual chiropractic patient was
on a Black man. Yes, I saw that. I was like, look at this. We always doing some first.
if you go through the history, it's right there.
It's crazy. And then, of course, as you continue your research, then that's when the numbers become even more alarming as to how many people of color, really, meaning Blacks, Hispanics, everybody, do not use it, even though on Medicaid, it's provided and covered. Right. And only, I think, 1% actually use it. So one thing that it's like when I think back, I think that your practice is so genius in how you guys do things, because I remember when I first became a patient, and, you know, of course you do the consultation, and then once you decide to move forward, you go through like this almost like educational session, right? And so at the time I was just thinking like, oh, this is just a waste of an appointment. Like, I already told you I'm in, girl. Like, what is this other, you know, whatever, right? And then even when you move to a new location, it was pretty much, I had to go through it again. Like, no, we've added some stuff to our tutorial. You need to go through it again. But the reason why I think it's so genius is because if you are not educated on a subject matter, you don't value it as much, right? Mm-hmm. So like, a lot of people may just go get in a car accident, the lawyer, whoever's like, oh, you need to go to treatment for 4 weeks, and they just going, and they don't even know why they're going. They just going because somebody told them to. But you guys' approach is like education first. So can you talk a little bit about why you do that and how that you feel like has made a difference?
Oh, yeah. The reason why I do it is simply because if you think about it, Alina, you've been to multiple doctor's offices, right? Mm-hmm. And how often do you go in and they tell you a little bit about what's going on? They give you the answers, but you're like, I don't really know exactly what the root cause of it is, mm-hmm. why I have to do that particular treatment program, and why you feel that's the best, right? Yeah. You always leave out like, well, they told me to do it, so I'm just going to do it. I don't really understand why I'm doing it. And then you kind of, you are with the recommendations, but you're kind of not. So you don't really get the results that you really want to see. So one thing that I found is that if we start educating people on what true health and healing is, and when we give them those recommendations and we show them exactly what's going on, then they understand it more and then they're more committed to it. But it's not only just about them that's coming through that door. A lot of times there's people that they left behind, whether at home, their family members, that have something really truly going on, but they don't know how to communicate to them that, hey, you may need to get this checked on. So that provides them with the fuel to actually get some of their family on board with health and be able to explain it at a higher level. And when people start understanding exactly what their health is and what they can do to change it, then some amazing things start happening.
Yeah. Okay. So let's educate the people a little bit. Just like, you know, I feel like the visuals that you provide are super dope. We don't have those. So in a non-visual way, can you kind of walk us through the basics of what happens when we, you know, invest in chiropractic care for ourselves?
Okay. Just pretty simple. So a lot of people, when they think about chiropractic, just like you said, they just think about neck pain, back pain, get in an accident, and you get a check. Basically, that's all they think. But they don't realize that the nervous system, which we know is like the brain, the spinal cord, and the nerves, control everything in your body. When I say everything, I mean for your heart to beat, your lungs to breathe, in order for you to digest your food. So basically what happens when you're thinking of that spine, remember that from that spine comes these nerves. And these nerves go to what? The organs. So you're thinking the heart, the lungs, the digestive system, all those different things. So just something as simple as like a misalignment, which we know, most people know, and they can kind of appreciate when those bones move out of alignment, it puts pressure on the nerves. Those nerves go to those organs. And it's basically just like you putting a kink in a hose. That stops that flow of those signals getting to those organs. So guess what happens? Things don't function at 100%. And so that's all we do as chiropractors is removing those subluxations, those misalignments, in order for your body just to feel much better. But when it feels much better, it what functions much better. And it's just as simple as that.
Right. Yeah. So when there's a misalignment, typically what are some things that people could experience? Because I know like in your office, I'm always fascinated by like the brochures of all of the ailments that you guys can help with, from, you know, things that children experience, like bedwetting, to migraines, to this and that. So like when people are experiencing misalignments for years, what type of things are they sacrificing? Like what areas are being compromised typically?
Yeah. So, I mean, of course, you know, the gamut of, you know, the pains, but the most important things are the simple things in life that people think of, quote unquote, normal. We see things as far as people that have headaches, allergies, sinusitis, the ear infections in the kiddos, colicky babies, acid reflux is a huge one, high blood pressure, which people think that, you know, they have to take medications for the rest of their life. That's not absolutely true. Diabetes. And even if you think of things like digestive issues, like you're having issues with, you know, digestion, and even things down to, which is the one that I love more than anything, because I've had my testimony with it myself, is infertility. And a lot of moms are out there just fighting, you know, just to have kids. And chiropractic can be the solution for them.
So how does chiropractic care help with infertility?
Okay. So to, I guess, kind of tell my story a little bit. So infertility, or just with any type of issue that you may have, chiropractic basically is removing those misalignments and allowing those nerves to get those signals to those particular organs. So it would make sense is if there's any interference there, then those organs wouldn't work the way they should. Mm-hmm. So the fortunate thing is that as a chiropractor, I always have a story and I can walk in other people's shoes. So right now I am a soon to be mom of three.
Yes. Fertile Myrtle all of a sudden.
Yeah, right. All under, they'll all be under 6 years old. But at one point in time, I lost my cycle for like 6 months straight. Got newly married. And the next thing, like just like most people, you want to start your journey of having kids. And I went through every gamut that you would know as far as going to different specialists, going to different OBGYNs. And the only options that they gave me was either take birth control or, you know, just, you know, forget about having kids. Those are my two options, unfortunately. But I knew one thing that at that particular time was the best moment. I was in chiropractic. I was under chiropractic care for my headaches and migraines. That he told me, he's like, what? If you remove the subluxations, your body is going to be able to heal. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe that because what I was doing was I knew that was not going to work. Right. So I went and I aligned with those recommendations and they started removing those misalignments in my low back. Because remember, those nerves that go from that low back go to right to those reproductive organs.
Yeah. And
once that first adjustment happened, nothing happened. Right. That second adjustment, nothing happened. But that third adjustment, on that third adjustment, I went home and my cycle started.
Really?
Yeah, so it was truly amazing that just something as simple as just getting your spine in alignment can restore the healing to your body. And so now I'm here as a mom, about to be approaching having my third child, and I see it every single day that the great thing is we have pregnant moms all throughout our office. I know you can attest to that, that women are just, you know, that I thought that they wouldn't even have an option of having kids. Are now having that option through chiropractic care.
Wow, that's phenomenal. So tell us some more stories. I'm loving this. So I know that I've kind of expressed to you, you know, some of the things that I've dealt with Parker in terms of just like the apraxia. And I know that a lot of people nowadays are having to find different things for autistic kids, sensory processing. You know, I personally believe that all of this stuff is just so environmental because it's like, oh God, like every other kid has autism or, you know, fabrics, you know, tags in their clothes is affecting them. Like, why do you think that is? And then I know that you guys also believe that chiropractic care can also help with some of those kind of childhood issues as well.
Yeah. So the biggest thing is that I want to make sure that people understand that it's not that we're treating these things, is that we are making sure that the body's able to adapt, like you said, to our environment. Unfortunately, our environment is really harsh right now. And if you think about when do these first subluxations actually start to begin in life, you have to track it all the way back down to birth, okay? Mm. And as you know, as a mom, the birth is quite an experience. It's a journey. It can be very traumatic for the mom as well as the child. Mm. And we're unfortunately, the C-section rate right now is so high that we're pulling a lot of our kids out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, on the other hand, we have the moms that are, you know, having the natural births like we should have tended to do, but still there's some force in there. So those first subluxations are happening in the newborn process, in that birth process where we're seeing that that top bone, which we call the atlas, being misaligned, and that causes a whole host of different things. So we're seeing kids that are coming more out that are having those issues like the autism, but you also have to look at the nutrition, you have to look at the vaccines, all those different things too as well. But what we truly believe is if we can really start interrupting that process as soon as possible as a newborn, start adjusting them as early as we can, then their body's able to adapt much better to the environment.
Yeah.
So they're going to start to see the significant decrease in a lot of these diagnoses that we're seeing right now.
Right. Which reminds me, I need to bring Creed in there because he he's doing that thing where they turn to one way. What is that that you taught me about with Alicia with the head, like just keeps going to the left or something?
What?
Can you hear me?
Oh, so yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
So what we're seeing a lot is it when they're nursing or is it just when they
Well, yeah. Him. So, like, even if, say, I have him and I'm getting ready to nurse him and he needs to turn his head to the right, he'll turn it to the left, you know, or even just like if we're playing on the mat, his head always goes to the left and I'm like trying to get him to rotate to the right. So, I remember that was happening with Alicia and then. Mm-hmm. You adjusted her and then it was like all of a sudden like she just had a new world, like she was looking in every direction and like her posture like increased that week.
Mm-hmm. So the thing is that it's just something as simple as a misalignment. So kids at that age, what they're starting to do, they're trying to, you know, pick their heads up and they're doing a lot of tummy time, and as they're going through that developmental process, subluxations can happen, just like with us where we're sitting at desks all the time, or we're on our computers or on our phones, those misalignments can occur. So as a kid, they're very resilient. Like you said, like with Alicia, we did that one adjustment and now all of a sudden her whole world has changed, right?
Yeah.
So those things happen very quickly, but those simple adjustments allow their range of motions to increase. But more importantly, you're just thinking about a mom, first time mom trying to nurse.
Yeah.
And then able to nurse on both sides. How horrible is that?
Right.
We really want to be help to make those things better, those the nurse.
After this quick word from our sponsor, we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Thompson. You want to stick around as she tells us some of her amazing client testimonies, including her own. And of course, as we wrap up Women's Month, you know I had to get the details on how she is managing it all, being a mom, being a business owner, and finding time for herself. So stay tuned.
Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Well, I know for me, it was the easiest thing to rip off the band-aid of procrastination to start getting my message out there. And if you haven't heard about Anchor already, which I'm sure many of you have if you're listening to my show, it is the free tool that makes podcasting for anyone super easy. Like I said, it's free. There are tons of creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. This was a game changer for me because I absolutely had no excuse not to get it done. Anchor will also distribute your podcast so that you can be heard on Spotify, Apple, and many more. What I love about it is that you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. This is a game changer for us beginning podcasters to actually start driving some revenue from putting our message out there. It's really everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
And just allowing that child to grow and develop the way they should. Right.
So what are like some of your client testimonies, like from your practice, what are some things either old or young that you've seen from people who are actually, you know, consistently coming to you?
Yeah. So I love the kid testimonials because as parents, we have a rough time when our kids are sick and we really want to do anything and everything for them. So we had a little girl in our office. She was 5 years old. And when she started coming to us, and at that point in time, she had started having headaches as early as like 3 or 4.
Wow.
And like those migraine headaches. Mm-hmm. And of course, her mom is like, what is going on? She hasn't had any significant injuries. She went and got CTs, MRIs, went to neurologists, and they could not figure out what's going on. And so her mom, every single day, had to battle with picking her child up from school in tears because she's had this migraine all day long. So she started under care, and I would say within like 2 weeks of care, she went down from having headaches every single day of the week to having it about 2 to 3 days. And with about a month into us getting her adjusted, she is migraine free.
Wow.
So you think of a happy-go-lucky kid, right, running down your hallways now, which is a completely different picture that we saw. Like she was very lethargic. She was, you know, she wasn't upbeat to be able to give that family her life back. Those are incredible stories that I like to hear.
What was going on? What do you think was happening?
So for her, I mean, of course, we did an x-ray, and what we found is when we looked at her neck, so you should have certain curves in your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, everybody's heard of scoliosis. We know that it should be completely straight, right? But from the side, those curves in the neck and the low back are super important. So for her, she had significantly lost a lot of the curve in her neck. So of course, when that happens, it puts a lot of stress and strain on your body. And especially when it's in that neck area, all that pressure goes where? Mm-hmm. Up to your head. Mm-hmm. So that's what causes a lot of headaches. So we started to really work on that as well as her posture. And she significantly got better very quickly. But it didn't stop there. So a lot of people are like, okay, she's cool. She doesn't come to get adjusted. She still comes to get adjusted because as she's growing through life, things are going to happen, falling, different things that we want to make sure we eliminate so these things don't start to come back.
Right. So how often on average or how long should people be getting chiropractic care? Because I think that, you know, growing up, we learn even in school, oh, yeah, you go to the dentist's office this frequently. You go, you know, get your pap smears annually. Like, what does that timeline or treatment, you know, should it be for the rest of our lives? Should it be a part of our lives? Like, what does that look like?
Yeah, so chiropractic should be something that you incorporate in your life forever, mm-hmm. right? So people look at me, it's like, well, doc, do you get adjusted? I absolutely do. So for me, because I adjust people every single, you know, day, I'm still getting adjusted at least once or twice a week to make sure that I'm okay to be the best, you know, doc to them. But on average, I would say at least a person needs to come in to get adjusted at least once or twice a month. Right. And that's just what we look at as far as maintenance to make sure that the things that we're bombarding our body with our work, with us working out, with stress, to make sure that those things are not going to continue to cause stress in our body and put us back where we had already started.
Right. So walk us through a typical appointment, right? So people are probably like, oh, let me see what my nearest chiropractor is, and hopefully I can find me a black one, because, you know, in Atlanta, we just look up and get all the black professionals. So what does that process look like? Should they first go to their insurance provider and see, you know, is it like an in-network or out-of-network thing? And then kind of what typically happens at that first appointment?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So we make it super easy, super, super easy. So if you visit our website, when you scroll down the page, you can see where you can actually go ahead and make an appointment. And that allows you to look at various different times and find a time that works best for you. You click on that, we call you, and basically you can go ahead and fill out your paperwork online. So that solves the problem of sitting in an office 15 to 30 minutes filling out paperwork, right? Mm-hmm. So when you come in, initially we'll give you a tour of our office because you become a family. So it's a different environment office. We have a very laid back experience. We're very fun. We're very family oriented. So we want you to know exactly where everything is and know a little bit about what we do. So on that particular first visit, we like a lot of technology because that allows us to be very specific on what exactly your particular issue is and finding out exactly what that root cause of the problem. So we do scans in our office, and if necessary, we do have x-ray available so that we're not making any guesses about your health. So we know exactly what's going on and I can make the best recommendations for you. So that's usually your first visit. But then that second visit is the most important visit of them all, because that allows us to sit down and go over all the information that we have gained on that first visit, whether, you know, going over your scan, going over the range of motion that we've taken, but most importantly, those x-rays. And like you said before, that's our time to really educate you about what health is and what it looks like as far as when you come in to get adjusted, what are we doing? So you get all those answers to those questions you may have, and then you start care. And after that, you become a part of the game, essentially. And you're coming in and getting your life-changing adjustments and getting better and starting to heal from that day on.
So one of the things during you guys' little spiel, right? So I can't remember your girl's name, the girl with the red hair. She cracks me up. Like her little, like, this is what we do at da 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 da. And she has a little line in there that says, you know, we don't believe any like pills or potions or something like that. And so it was so funny to me because, you know, I live for a good supplement. Like you tell me it's a magic pill that's gonna make, you know, my boobs sit up perky, like I'm gonna take it, you know. But it just stood out to me because I'm like, oh, I can imagine that, you know, facilities across the world, on top of doing chiropractic care, are probably trying to cash in on supplements, but y'all don't do that. So can you talk a little bit about, you know, why you feel like that's unnecessary, or kind of if other people, you know, maybe they don't live in the local area and they're having to find a facility, you know, kind of to maybe beware of stuff like that?
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, I think you're talking about Tiffany when she says, yeah, we don't believe the pills, potion, and lotion, which is absolutely true. Because one thing that I like to do is stay in my lane. What I went to school for is chiropractic, and I know it through and through. I can do it in my sleep. I can tell you anything and everything about the spine and the nervous system. And so that's where my knowledge ends, and then somebody else's knowledge begins. So what we do is that if you're looking for a supplement, you're looking for an herb, you're looking for a vitamin, we have resources for that, but that doesn't come from me because I have no knowledge of it, right? So I don't want to be a person that knows all. I want to be very specialized in what I do and do it great and do it well. So that's why we don't, when you come in, yeah, you don't see any supplement as far as anything on the shelves or anything like that. You don't see the Icy Hot. You don't see any of those things, but we do know and love a herb shop that's right down the street that we will point you in the direction, and they know everything that you need to know as far as getting those things.
Got it. Okay. So at other facilities, do they typically sell that kind of stuff? Do you feel like it's necessary to have effective results?
I'm on the fence about that. I mean, I feel as that's something great because I'm human. I do take supplements every single day. But that's not something that I think the chiropractor needs to be responsible for,
Got
if
it.
that makes sense,
That
right?
makes sense. Yeah, I'm saying, like, you know, in order for this adjustment to work, you're gonna have to add this cream on top.
No. I don't feel like, no, it doesn't need adjustment, doesn't need anything addition to it in order for it to work. But there are things like, as far as, are you taking your vitamins every day to boost your immune system? Those are things that I am really huge on and making sure that you are doing, because one thing that we notice is that, okay, if you're saying, say for instance, you're trying to lose weight, well, are you eating right? Right? Not just going to the gym and thinking that's the only thing that's going to work.
Yeah,
So, as far
kind of
as the
that
adjustment,
holistic approach.
right? In order to make sure that as a whole that you're getting truly healthy, but you don't need any addition to make sure that the adjustment works.
Right. Yeah. So switching gears a little bit, you know, a lot of my listeners are entrepreneurs or aspiring business owners. Can you talk a little bit about the business side, right? So I know that you and your husband are in business together, and when I started with you know, you've grown since then. You've got a new facility. Like when I post my little with the computer check-in, you know, everybody's like, oh, you go to a fancy chiropractor, you know. So can you kind of just give some tips on maybe, you know, just in general, what it was like to start your own practice, kind of maybe some challenges you dealt with, and specifically, you know, in this space, because I think that a ton of people are maybe listening, like, oh, this could be something really cool for me to go to school for and then potentially open in my community.
So, Alina, first things first, I gotta say, if there was no God, this would not even be possible.
Oh, amen. And I'm glad that you said that.
Yeah, because I mean, I think people, and you probably get the same thing too, that people look at you like, oh man, you're doing great things, you're thriving, you're growing, but they don't really see the background about around it. And it's a lot of work. And being a mom and being a business owner, that's it's tough. I'm not gonna lie to you, it's really tough. And when I decided to actually change locations, it was my husband more than anything that was really pushing me to do it. So it's one of those things that it was, you know, that you're not doing something unless your goal is bigger than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of those things that we decided to venture out and do. But it's a lot of work behind it. And I couldn't imagine doing it without my husband by my side, because he is the brains behind the marketing, hitting the streets and letting people know that we're there. And he allows me to just be the chiropractor, which is super awesome. So yeah. I don't have to take on that, or, you know, in the capacity of being a mom too. But I would just tell anybody, if they're thinking about it, that they have to really make sure that they're willing to go all in.
Mm-hmm.
Some people decide to, yeah, I want to do it, and it looks great on paper, but how much are you willing to really go all in for something that you really, really want?
Right.
And how much are you willing to sacrifice going out on the weekends? You know?
Are y'all open on the weekends?
We are open every, first and third Saturdays.
Okay.
And right now we're about to go into baseball season, so it's going to be a crazy couple of months. But I wouldn't change it for the world, because I know that the thing that motivates me every single day to walk into the office is seeing these lives being changed.
Right.
But I know that every single woman has the capacity to do it, and I'm really pro women right now because I see a lot of women do it. But then I see a lot of women that are hesitant of doing it and stepping out on it. And I really truly believe that God has designed us as women to really do a lot of things that we think that we are not able and capable to do. We're really strong, and we really have to give our permission to ourselves that we are doing enough. But more importantly, knowing that if we put the right people around us, this really has been key for us, that we really can really truly do some amazing things.
Yeah, I love that. So what are like some of your mom hacks, right? So like being a business owner, you know, being a mom of such young kids, being a wife, being a, you know, a community aide, whatever you want to call yourself, because you're doing so much, right? And I think that for many of us, we could be doing more, but we just maybe don't have kind of like the organization, the time management. Like, what are you doing to kind of keep your ship running?
Telling people that I need help.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, so people try to do it all on their own, and you can't do that. You cannot do that. So the unfortunate, I guess, fortunate thing is that we don't have family here. Most of our family lives out of state.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have developed is our own village, essentially, whether it be from the moms from the schools that my kids go to, the daycare teachers that we you know, list our child to go to those schools, or just even down to the activities like the baseball moms. We rely on them to allow things to look seamlessly easy, essentially.
Yeah.
But in the background, yeah, we had gotten to the point like, look, we need some help. I mean, whether it's, you know, picking up a kid from daycare, or hey, can you prep some meals for me throughout the week, and in order to make sure that nothing is falling through the cracks, and that my kids know that, hey, we're still here 24/7 for them, but still be able to run a business. And oftentimes years ago, I was like, no, we can do this ourselves, and trying to do that. And then we started to see that things were falling to the wayside and not getting done. So that's the biggest thing that we've truly in the last couple of years is just asking for help.
That community and those relationships.
Think about when you were growing up, how many people knew when you did something bad at school, right?
we need to
get back to that, and allowing people to come in and help when we're really in need and really trying to do something huge.
Yeah, I think that that's dope, because I was actually on a I have a group chat with like some moms, and that was one of the things that was a topic of conversation was, you know, once they had kids, that their social life kind of suffered a little bit in terms of relationships. And this actually, I talked about this on my last episode, but in that conversation, one of the reasons why the relationships were suffering was because they felt like oh, we don't have family here, it's just us, so I have to just be with my kid all day, I don't have time to have a social life. And this, but I think to your point, and this is probably, you're probably one of the first people that I have heard to really make an effort to create that village, mm-hmm. it's like all of that can come if you step outside, right? Like we were really created to depend mm-hmm. on each other, right? And a lot of people who miss that, you know, like it says it in the Bible, you know, like we were literally created to not only serve others, but to also like, you know, thrive through the connectedness between us, right? So for whatever reason, when we become moms or when we get into our career, we start putting ourselves on these islands and then life becomes hard. We're in postpartum, next thing you know, everybody depressed, whatever. Mm-hmm. Right? But it's like you have to make that effort to get out, meet people, form your village, not only for your own sanity and health, but like for your kids, you know, so they can have a village and people that, you know, because kids don't listen to their parents, they listen to their and their friends' parents, you know. So it's like this gift that keeps on giving when we get out of relationships. And, you know, sometimes it can, you know, be uncomfortable, you know, when you're, I feel like people always say, well, it's hard to make friends as an adult. But like, I mean, I guess I'll even ask you, you know, being not from here, like mm-hmm. how do you kind of start fostering relationships as an adult, as a woman? Like, how did you meet new friends and, you know, and kind of get the conversation going?
Yeah, I mean, it's like you're saying, stepping outside. As moms, we feel like after we have kids, our life is over, right? Mm-hmm. And we say, no, you go, like, be your significant others, you know, you go out and you have fun. I'm going to hang here back with the kids. But no, in the reality, I had to get to the point that, no, like, my life is not over, right?
Yeah.
I can still go out and meet new people. So I take that time for myself to go out, whether it may be a networking meeting, but a lot of times when you start forming a relationship with other people, you find out that you have things in common, and those are the people that end up being, you know, your best friends, right? So it's really taking those opportunities and not saying no to everything and really putting yourself in positions to always meeting people. So when I truly say that my office environment is really family friendly, a lot of my my practice members end up becoming friends of ours. Because we're really always about building relationships, and we as moms really have to give ourselves permission that it's okay.
It's okay. Yeah, no, I can attest to that. Dr. Thompson had a ladies' night out like 2 weeks ago, and it was so cool because, you know, so many of her patients came, but it was very evident that you had, like, you know, you made everybody feel like they were the homie, you know, old and young. Like, it was like some 100-year-olds in there. I'm exaggerating, but they look old. I was like, there's old ladies out here on ladies' night. And then, you know, it would be like kids in there that, that, you know, clearly you have relationships with them too. So I think that, you know, somehow on my podcast, we always end up getting into these conversations around motherhood and relationships and business. But it just kind of goes back to how it's really all connected. You know, it's kind of like we all have these, you know, these services that we provide, whether it's, you know, she's a chiropractor, she's a hairstylist, she's this, but we mm-hmm. all kind of give each other something from that experience so that, you know, as a community, we can come together and educate ourselves more. You know, we can decrease the postpartum rate that Black moms are experiencing. We can get back to thriving and feeling like we are enough. So I'm just excited that we were able to have you on here today because, you know, back when I first came to you, for my care, I had no idea what I was getting into. All I know is that, you know, they're like, oh, you'll increase the chances of having a VBAC by going to a chiropractor. And Tamikas, who I interviewed on here about a month or two ago, both of, by the way, me and Patrice shared our doula, Tamikas. We have the same doula.
And
like, oh, I got a girl. So once again, relationships, connectedness led me to you. And I'm super blessed that, you know, I was able to go to you for the last two pregnancies because I think it definitely made a difference. And I just feel more educated on how to allow my body to do what it was created to do. And I plan on teaching that to my kids from a very young age. So, you know, thank you. Thank you for providing that service to our community and continuing to educate us on that.
No problem. No problem.
I love it. Well, I'm so glad that we were able to have you on today's episode. I hope everybody got a ton of information. Is there any way that people can stay connected with you either on social or online?
Yes. So if you like visiting the web, you can go to our website. It's touchoflifecairo, CHIRO.com. We're also on Instagram and Facebook at Touch of Life Family Chiropractic. And my personal Instagram is Dr. Patrice on Instagram.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Patrice. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, love.
Thank you so much for tuning in to yet another episode of The Reminder Remedy. Thank you to Dr. Thompson for dropping so many jewels on today's episode. I truly enjoyed it. Per usual, I encourage you guys to head over to our Instagram page at The Reminder Remedy and make sure that you tag us in all of your posts. And don't forget to share, guys. I know that I have not been on social in like 3 weeks, okay? Because, you know, Lent and still giving it up and fasting. But I want to make sure that we still connect. I do have some people that are still managing the page. And so more than ever, these are the type of episodes that we have to get the word out there. Not even just for subscribers and all the stuff that impact, you know, the show, but just to educate people on these things. Okay. So if you know someone that has immediate needs that were addressed on today's episode, you know, I know that I just recently had a few friends that I said, hey, have you tried this? You know, have you started getting adjusted to help with this issue or whatever? Especially those who have young kids who may be suffering from things like migraines, like Dr. Thompson mentioned. I encourage you to go out and try to share this episode with at least two or three of your friends and family. Many of us have chiropractic care covered by our health insurance. So let's go ahead and try to make a positive impact today by taking advantage of that and hopefully seeing some type of positive change in just the awareness of how much chiropractic care can impact all of us in the most positive way. So head over to our Instagram at The Reminder Remedy. Let us know what you thought about today's episode. Also, if you want to continue the conversation, head over to our private Facebook community by going to my Instagram page at Alina Conley, clicking on the link in my bio where it says join our private community. Thanks, guys.